The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Sex Out Loud is sponsored by Lilo, award-winning designers of the world's best pleasure objects.
Smart, sexy, kinky, fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud. If you've been listening, at least for a few weeks, you know that one of the amazing companies that sponsors this show, that makes it possible for you to listen to it on Voice America, is The Pleasure Chest. But how much do you actually know about The Pleasure Chest? Did you know, for example, that we were born in the same year and we're the same exact age? Well, since 1971, the Pleasure Chest has helped pioneer a sex-positive culture with an emphasis on education, enjoyment, and inclusivity. For 45 years, Pleasure Chest has been a resource for the best products and the most accurate information to make your life sexier. Along the way, they've appeared on Sex and the City and Entourage, and they even showed up in the lyrics of a Queen song. With 5 stores in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles, as well as online, Pleasure Chest offers every customer a specialized experience in a judgment-free environment, a huge variety of toys, and a regular series of free workshops to promote healthy, pleasurable, and fulfilling sex for everyone. Sarah Tomchesson has been with the Pleasure Chest for over 7 years and has seen the company through a number of exciting endeavors, including launching a totally free weekly education series, which heavily features Pleasure Chest trained educators, developing and producing sexisback.com, a sexual storytelling campaign, and opening the first new locations in 30 years. So I'm so excited to welcome to the show today the head of business operations at the Pleasure Chest, Sarah Tomchesson. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on. I think people probably know about the free workshops because I've been plugging them week to week. But did you know that we were the same age, the Pleasure Chest and I?
I did not know that, actually. I learned something today.
It's good. It's good. It's just fortuitous. You know, it's like I was born, they were born. Yeah, we were meant to be together, obviously.
Yeah, it was a pretty special time, I feel like, in the land of sex, too, 1971. I feel like we were sort of, as a culture, like right on the cusp of a lot of things.
Yeah, that's what my astrologer says. I go to this sex positive astrologer and he was like, you know, you were born to be a third wave feminist. He always says that. And so maybe Pleasure Chest was born, you know, to help pioneer sex positivity.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was a lot of the beginning of the Pleasure Chest. Like, I don't think that there was that language for it.
No,
but, you
right.
know, at the time, all sex shops had, you know, triple X's on the windows. There was probably some, like, sex happening down in the basement. And it was just a really different experience. And the pleasure chest came around and was like, wait a minute, like, we don't need to put these X's on the windows. This is like a really healthy thing that we all do. Like, sex is a very healthy, integral part of our lives. So, like, why are we having all this shame around it?
Mm. Yeah, because back then, that was the model. You know, it's in a bad neighborhood. It's on the wrong side of town. And it's just filled with, it's just filled with all this stigma, right?
Yeah,
like even going to the place, forget about what you did there or what you bought there or what you wanted to buy there. The going to the place was the stigma itself.
Mm-hmm.
I used to say that, you know, because I toured sex shops, you know, even 20 years ago, I would say that, you know, the traditional adult bookstore, you know, you would go in and essentially the person behind the counter would not make any eye contact with you or even acknowledge that you were there, because the idea is you feel really shitty about being here. I don't want you to feel worse. So I'm going to pretend you're not here so that you can just, you know, maintain your certain level of shame, but it doesn't have to get any worse. And I'm not going to engage you at all, because that will continue us pretending that you're not actually here doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a really strange customer service model, but that is my experience of going into adult bookstores like back in the day.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and then there's also this like alternative model, which I think is like the feminist sex toy store model, where in some ways, and don't get me wrong, like I love my feminist sex toy stores, but they've stripped some of the sex out of the space to make it really comfortable for people. And so some stores you go into that almost feel a little clinical or not very sexy. And I think that that's actually something that we're really trying to strike a balance of at the Pleasure Chest, is like still kind of keeping the sex as part of the experience. And sometimes there's like some things about sex that are a little raunchy, and that can be really fun to explore too. So it's about, like, for us at least, really trying to strike this balance of creating a really comfortable, positive environment, but that also isn't policing people's sexuality and saying like, oh, only this type of sexuality is okay and everything else we're not going to really have space for in our store.
Yeah. Well, I know, I hear what you mean, because certainly there's a certain model of sex shop that looks kind of like an Apple store, right?
Yeah.
It's like real clean and modern, and you go in and you might as well be buying smartphones, but they're vibrating dildos.
Which I think is a really, you know, I think that that's a more comfortable space for some people to shop in. Mm-hmm. And I think for us, like, we're still trying to keep, you know, you'll find like a lot of red and a lot of leather in our store. Like, we're still trying to keep a little bit of that element of sexiness and like a sort of sensual experience in the store.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, in the West Hollywood store, there's a giant bondage bed in the middle of one of the rooms. So, you're not denying what we're all there for, in other words.
No, we're pretty in your face about it. You know what's interesting, too, is like some of those pieces we've actually recently added back in, because we started getting all this feedback from our customers. They were really pissed at us for getting a little too mainstream.
Mm.
Like, you, if you look at reviews of the Pleasure Chest, say, from like, you know, 3-4 years ago, they kind of, people started saying, oh, they just sort of feel like any old sex toy store now. And we were like, wait, no, but that's not us. You know, we have this really rich history that I think that people have come to expect when they come into a Pleasure Chest store, to have a kind of, you know, rock and roll experience or something that's really out of the ordinary. So, yeah, that the puppy cage is now featured heavily in our West Hollywood location. The bondage bed is back.
And then there's also penis pasta. See, this is the strange thing that you've managed to accomplish, is you've married, first of all, you've married, you know, the current model of sex positive, out in the open, you know, clean, quality products, you know, that model of sex toy store. But you've got a big leather presence. And sometimes those two things don't actually integrate, right? Because other stores don't want to like sort of scare off the vanilla people with the whips and the cuffs and the blindfolds. And then you also have the penis pasta. I don't even know if you actually have penis pasta, but you know what I mean.
We actually do. We do.
You have penis pasta and you have lingerie. And so there's also room for the sort of what I would call the giddy bachelorettes, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's hard to do that all in one space.
Yeah. Well, I do think we're really lucky because we're in very urban markets. And so we're able to give our customers a lot of credit for being like the savvy adults that they are and like trust that they can kind of handle it. Even if, you know, you might come into our store and see something that is not on your sexual journey. But I think our thought on that is that at least we're presenting it as a possibility. And maybe you may not think that you're into it now. And then at some point in your journey, you realize, oh, wait, no, now I am ready for the cock cage or the prostate massager or whatever the case may be, you know. So I think that, you know, business school will tell you you've got to really focus in on your target consumer. And we really try to appeal to everybody. You know, mm-hmm. diversity and being accessible is a really, really important part of our mission.
Okay, well, I mean, that's a great way to start out because it gives everyone a sense of just what you guys are doing. We've got to take a commercial break, but I have a few things to tell you. First, have you heard that we have a 24-hour voicemail? We do. And we would love your questions and comments. You can comment on a past show. You can give your input. You can ask questions. You can ask questions in advance when you hear that there's a great guest coming up. You can do all those things. Someone even left a dirty message. Big shocker. At 323-SEX-8266. That's 323-SEX. 8266. And hey, did you know that I'm on Instagram? Okay, I'm a late adopter. Sure, make fun of me. But I've gotten on Instagram where I am at Tristan Taramino, and I'm sharing pictures of all of my travels and adventures. For example, last weekend I was at International Ms. Leather and Ms. Bootblack contest and celebration, and there was eye candy galore. So my adventures at sex and leather events, the food porn that I love to produce, especially desserts and funny memes, and of course pictures of my dogs if you love my dogs. So follow me on Instagram. I feel like I'm just like a little baby on Instagram. So follow me on Instagram. And coming up, we are going to have more with Sarah Tom Chesson from the Pleasure Chest. So don't go anywhere. Hey everyone, it's Tristan. Listen, there is nothing sexier than experience. Just ask the Pleasure Chest. As the oldest sex-positive boutique in America, this legendary establishment has made it their mission to provide sexual fulfillment to everyone, regardless of orientation, identity, or experience. With stores in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, as well as online, the Pleasure Chest wants to help you have the best sex of your life. Whether you're buying your first vibrator or your 10th leather flogger, you'll be assisted by a knowledgeable and friendly staff in an elegant, sex-positive environment. If you're looking to expand your sexual expertise, they offer free weekly workshops in locations nationwide where no subject is taboo or off-limits. Visit PleasureChest.com to learn more. Because sex never goes out of style. You can use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free Pleasure Chest lube with every purchase. Hi, everyone. It's Tristan. Pleasure creates equality, but not all pleasure products are created equal. Lilo's best-selling luxury pleasure products are trusted by millions all over the world to bring powerful premium pleasure into the bedroom in life-changing ways. For him, for her, for them, for couples, Lilo's beautiful pleasure objects have something for everyone. From the remote-controlled Tiani series to the Mona Wave, famous for its waving come-hither motion, you'll find a Lilo bestseller to cater to your tastes. Visit Lilo.com and browse their bestsellers category to see the most gorgeous and satisfying pleasure objects ever made. Or visit your nearest adult store for more information about Lilo's world-leading bestsellers.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning Expert Guide Sex Education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. I'm talking today with Sarah Tomcheson from The Pleasure Chest, one of my incredible sponsors. And hey, let me tell you what's coming up at The Pleasure Chest. Okay, these are all happening on Wednesday, April 27th. They all start at 8 p.m. In L.A., the workshop is Suck It, Lick It, Love It with Chris and Chelsea. In New York, it's Head of the Class, Advanced Blowjobs with Brandon B. And in Chicago, it's Suck It, Live It, Love It. No, wait. I didn't say that right. Suck It, Lick It, Love It with Antoinette, Elizabeth, and Ash. So basically, it's all about oral sex next week. It is all about oral sex. And remember, these are free classes. Get there early for a seat. And coming up May 12th at 8 p.m., we are going to celebrate my 45th birthday and the Pleasure Chest's 45th birthday with special guests as we record Sex Out Loud in front of a live studio audience at the Pleasure Chest in West Hollywood. There's going to be refreshments. There's going to be sexual storytelling. There's going to be maybe a little bit of roasting of me, the birthday girl, and some giveaways. And it's all free. Get your details on my site or at pleasurechest.com. And I want to remind you guys, while you know have your Google calendars out, that this weekend, tomorrow in fact, is the National Coalition for Sexual Freedom Consent Summit. As you know, I'm giving the keynote at the lunch. The lunch is actually sold out already, but the summit itself is not. And I'll be also speaking on a panel later in the afternoon. So if you're interested in going, you can still get tickets. Go to ncsfreedom.org, and there's a link right off the homepage to the Consent Summit in Seattle, Washington. I'm going to be teaching for Shebop at the Q Center in Portland, Oregon this Sunday and Monday. April 24th, 7:30 p.m., my workshop, Open Relationships 101. April 25th, 7:30 p.m., the G-Spot and Female Ejaculation. These are going to be great classes. And after each class, we walk a few blocks back to the Shebop store for refreshments, shopping, and that's where you can ask me your one-on-one questions. Go to Shebop, the shop. com to buy tickets, and I hope to see you guys in Seattle and Portland. Okay, Sarah, so I want to know how you got into all of this. Like, how did you, because your background is in sex education, you're a sex educator yourself, how did you get into it?
Well, you know, I had a pretty strong performance background. I grew up in the theater, that's what my parents did, and when the opportunity came to work at Babeland, it was sort of this like perfect melding of my interests. Like once I found sex ed, it was just like ding, 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 like this is it for me. Because I do think that pleasure-based sex ed can be very performative, so I was able to really sort of tap into those skills. And at the time, I was applying to grad schools, thinking about going into a social work program, and much to my parents' chagrin, I decided instead to work at the sex shop. But it really is like, I think that working at a sex toy store is like an incredibly undervalued experience. And I tell everybody who starts with us, you really are the cheapest sex therapists that are out there. And so what I learned very quickly was that I was really helping a lot of folks and changing their lives. And that was, you know, sort of a core thing that I was looking for in whatever I was going to be doing. So that's kind of how I got into it.
You know, I also worked at Babeland in New York, and I totally agree with you. It was just one of the most profound experiences. Anyone who tells, you know, who works at a sex shop will tell you that. People come in the door every day, strangers, or maybe people you've seen in the store before, and they tell you these intimate details about their lives, and they share with you their challenges, their struggles, their fantasies, their desires, and you get, it's like you get a mouthful from nearly everyone, right? Except for that one sort of customer who sort of makes a beeline, gets the toy they want, and then goes. And you have to meet people where they are, because people are coming at this from so many different perspectives, so many different backgrounds. You're hearing all these stories, and it's like a snapshot. You know, it's a snapshot, obviously, of people who've already found the store, right? But it's, and you have to take it really seriously. Like I did feel responsible for people walking out the door with accurate information and with like the right toy or product. It's really fulfilling. It's really fulfilling.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, and a lot of times I think that we think about like a big barrier that people have to even walking into a sex shop, but for a lot of folks, their local sex shop is the most accessible resource that they have. And, you know, people are not just coming in, you know, on a Saturday night having a good time shopping for a bachelorette party. Like, people are coming in with some real concerns around their sexuality, their sexual identity. Is this normal? I think is the number one question that we get at the Pleasure Chest. You know, people coming in and saying, this is the thing that I'm interested in, and I don't have anyone who can tell me if I'm normal or not. And, you know, I think that, like, I would love to see in the field of sexuality that there are more bridges that are created between folks who are working on issues relating to sexuality and sex toy stores. You know, because we are talking to thousands and thousands of people about their bodies and their deepest desires. And I think that, you know, again, it's just a really undervalued resource.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like you said, it's a really good point. The average person, when coping with some kind of issue around sexual health, first of all, they don't go to their doctor because, as we know, the majority of doctors have zero training in sexual health and sexuality, and also give bad information and don't exactly invite those conversations to happen, right?
Yeah.
And they don't say, oh, let's see, this is about sex, I should see a sex therapist. Like, that isn't who they're going to. Their first access may be the people who work at that store must know something. And they do, of course. So important. And as you worked at Pleasure Chest, did you ever work on the floor doing retail, or were you always behind the scenes?
Yeah. So when I first started at the Los Angeles location in a management position. So I was largely focused in the back, but from day one, I don't believe that you can run a business without having some on-the-ground experience. You know, I've taught in all of the stores. I've worked at all of our stores. The Pleasure Chest customer is a different customer than, you know, what I had experience with. So, you know, I definitely did a good amount of sales floor work and learned a whole lot because, you know, we carry 9,000 SKUs, but our scope is huge. And that was something that was so eye-opening to me when I started at the Pleasure Chest. You know, having come from Babeland, I thought like, oh, I know my shit, you know? And then I got into this world where I was like, oh, wait a minute. Like, I have so much to learn. And it's been just an incredible journey, not only learning from our customers, but also our staff.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really invaluable place. It's a really invaluable place. Okay, we're going to take another break to hear from our sponsors. You may even hear a Pleasure Chest commercial, people. And of course, another great sponsor of mine, Lilo. Luckily, you can get your Lilo products at the Pleasure Chest, where they have almost every Lilo product there is, and they're gorgeous displays, and they're out of the package, so you can go and try them out. You can feel the vibration, you can use the controls, you can see the size exactly as you know to scale. So you should check out all the Lilo products and in person at the Pleasure Chest. Coming up, I want to tease what we're doing in the fourth segment, and I'll tease you again next segment, but the Pleasure Chest is going to offer a gigantic prize. We're having a little contest, and the payoff is pretty fucking big. So I'm going to tell you about the contest, and you're going to get a chance to win a $500 shopping spree at the Pleasure Chest. So you kind of got to wait, okay? You got to go through the break. You got to come back. You got to keep listening because in the fourth segment, I'm going to tell you how you can enter to win this fabulous, fabulous prize. But for now, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, more with Sarah Tomchesson and Tales from the Pleasure Chest. Hi, everyone. It's Tristan. Pleasure creates equality, but not all pleasure products are created equal. Lilo's best-selling luxury pleasure products are trusted by millions all over the world to bring powerful, premium pleasure into the bedroom in life-changing ways. For him, for her, for them, for couples, Lilo's beautiful pleasure objects have something for everyone. From the remote-controlled Tiani series to the Mona Wave, famous for its waving come-hither motion, you'll find a Lilo bestseller to cater to your tastes. Visit Lilo.com and browse their bestsellers category to see the most gorgeous and satisfying pleasure objects ever made. Or visit your nearest adult store for more information about Lilo's world-leading bestsellers. Hey everyone, it's Tristan. Listen, there is nothing sexier than experience. Just ask the Pleasure Chest. As the oldest sex-positive boutique in America, this legendary establishment has made it their mission to provide sexual fulfillment to everyone, regardless of orientation, identity, or experience. With stores in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, as well as online, the Pleasure Chest wants to help you have the best sex of your life. Whether you're buying your first vibrator or your 10th leather flogger, you'll be assisted by a knowledgeable and friendly staff in an elegant, sex-positive environment. If you're looking to expand your sexual expertise, they offer free weekly workshops in locations nationwide where no subject is taboo or off-limits. Visit PleasureChest.com to learn more, because sex never goes out of style. You can use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free Pleasure Chest lube with every purchase.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Hey, I want to tell you where I'm going to be this summer. There's a few things coming up that are still being confirmed, so stay tuned for that. For example, I'm going to be in San Diego in June, and I'm going to be in Michigan at the end of August. So kind of just like stick those on your calendar. But July 22nd to the 23rd, I'm going to be in Dallas, Texas, giving the keynote at the second annual symposium, Designer Relationships, presented by Poly Dallas Millennium. This is a really great group. They had their first one last year. Some of the speakers include Joe Court, James Wadley, Mark Michaels, Patricia Johnson, Ignacio Rivera, and a lot more. And early bird registration is now open. So go to polydallasmillennium.com. And then August 4th and 5th and the weekend following, I'm going to be at Woodhull's Sexual Freedom Summit. Before the summit begins, I'm giving two pre-cons, Sex Educator Bootcamp Levels 2 and 3. This is all happening in the Washington, D.C. metro area. And if what we've been talking about today interests you and you think, hey, I might want to be a sex educator, or you've already thought that, this is the perfect professional training program for you. Go to sexualfreedomsummit.org and you can find out more about the boot camps, more about the whole summit, which has phenomenal speakers and programming, and you can register there. Okay, good. So, Sarah, I have a bunch of listener questions. And so I wondered if you wanted to sort of dig into those for a moment.
Excellent. Sounds fun.
Okay. I tried to pick some sort of offbeat ones. So listeners write in to me. These came in by email, and this one came in from Randy. Thank you for such a great podcast and for all your important work. You're welcome, Randy. As the queen of all things about the butt, I would like your insight and comments about something. I heard a psychologist say that women tend to internalize sex. Certainly, there is a physical internalization with being penetrated, but many women internalize sex emotionally. Have you found this emotional internalization to also be the case with men who enjoy pegging? What kind of emotional releases and reactions have you had or heard from other men after being pegged? So this isn't like your, you know, how do I get better at pegging question. It's kind of out of the box, right?
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, certainly, you know, we have a lot of folks who are coming in exploring pegging. We teach classes on pegging, so check those out if you're in one of our cities. You know, something that I've heard a lot, I think is the primary motivation and experience around pegging as the receiver is, you know, we have such strict gender roles, and so this constant expectation of men to be in control and be powerful, and like pegging is one of those sexual acts where you're able to really submit and give over control to your partner. And I think anybody who experiences that for the first time, it can be a really big emotional release. Aside from just being like a really exciting erotic experience, but that's something I hear a lot, is it's just like all of a sudden these things that you've been holding on to, it's like a tension almost gets released, and an emotional release of your partner. So I think that, you know, most of what I hear around pegging is that experience of like power exchange. Mm-hmm. In terms of internalizing it, you know, I haven't had anyone say that to me, that suddenly there's like a different form of attachment that necessarily comes with being penetrated. But I don't know if you've heard differently.
I mean, I wanted to go kind of in two directions with this question. First, I just wanted to challenge the listener that this reflects and flirts with kind of reinforcing this idea about the connection between femaleness, being penetrated, and emotionality. You know, this this idea that like women are emotional about sex and men aren't. So I want to challenge that piece a little. But that said, penetration is actually a really intense experience. Taking someone into your body is really intense. And so I think the transformation for people who get pegged is that they experience penetration for the first time, right? And it's an entirely new way to both give and get pleasure. And it's a way that society has taught them is not the way that you give and get pleasure, is not their role according to how we subscribe masculinity. And so I can imagine that it's a really layered experience for people. Now, that said, it could also be like, there's guys I know who just love getting fucked in the ass because they love prostate stimulation. It makes them come. They're like, woohoo, this is great. But I would say the majority of men do have to kind of sludge through a lot of baggage around getting fucked in the ass before they even get fucked in the ass. And so then once they do it, you know what I mean? Like,
you have to sort of get over yourself and
some societal programming and telling you kind of who you're supposed to be sexually, right?
Yeah. And that process too, I think, can be very emotional, regardless of what kind of, you know, sexual act anyone is facing in terms of, you know, what their ideas of themselves are versus like who they are as a sexual being, because that doesn't necessarily totally align, you know, who you are in your everyday life.
Right.
You know, something interesting that I had someone tell me when we were doing we do a lot of internal training at the Pleasure Chest and on topics that tend to be pretty niche. So we had a urethral sounding in service. Yeah.
Do you want to define what urethral sounding is for our listeners?
Yes. So sounds are typically metal, thin rods. Sometimes they're silicone, and you can insert them very carefully into your urethra. This is easier to do if you have a penis than if you have a vulva, just because the length of the urethra on the vulva is much shorter. But you can insert a urethral sound into the urethra. And a lot of people say, oh, God, that sounds awful. That sounds really painful. But it is a source of pleasure. I think even in some of its exploration of pain sensors for some folks. And when we had our in-service, the person receiving the urethral sound spoke about it as a very intense experience, but also he enjoyed exploring it because he feels like it's the closest thing that he can, his body can get to what it must be like to be penetrated vaginally. And he's found that through exploring urethral sounding, that he feels like he's become a much more in tune and sensitive lover to his female partners. And I found that very interesting.
Yeah, no, I think there is something to it, right? There's something to it. There's something to having the experience, feeling what it's like, and developing a greater sense of empathy for what it's like on the other end of the dick, for, you know, lack of a better. I'm just saying other end of the dick, people, but just, you know what I mean. I mean that there's dildos, there's phalluses, there's whatever you want to call it.
I think
there's something to that.
Whose genitals are external to their body, that this like idea of penetration might hold a lot of, you know, fantasy and excitement.
Okay, we've got another question. This one comes anonymously. I have always felt uncomfortable and self-conscious about the appearance of my anal area, especially during intercourse. I would describe it as puckered, almost like one's lips when pouting, and I feel like there's unnecessary excess skin, kind of like a labia. I don't have hemorrhoids, but I look like I do. It's always been this way, and it's just unattractive in my opinion. I intentionally look at some porn stars to compare theirs to mine. The majority have a small-looking, not very puckered, unnoticeable anus. And so that makes it even more bothersome to me. Are there ways of making my anus look more normal looking? Ointments, salves, treatments. I would even consider plastic surgery. The appearance makes me very uncomfortable and I'd like anything to improve it.
Wow. Okay. Well, I think, first of all, I mean, knowing that a lot of people have very feelings of shame around the look of their genitals, I think that this is a really common issue that we have because we just don't see a lot of diverse representations of genitals. And I think, you know, I am pro some kinds of porn, but I do think that this is also a place, just like sex toys, where people go for education. And sometimes, especially around body image issues, I think it can do more harm than good because, you know, folks who are showing their butthole on camera are doing it probably because they have a pretty well manicured and traditionally attractive butthole. So I don't know that that is where I would recommend that someone goes. You know, I think I'm not necessarily a huge proponent, and I don't think at the pleasure chest we often promote things like, you know, plastic surgery to change our bodies, rather to try to identify, you know, the root causes of the shame and to find alternative resources. You know, like I think Butt Magazine is a really pro butt publication that might be fun to look at to see a diverse range of bodies. In terms of, we do not carry any salves or ointments that would change the puffiness of the anus. Although I will say that we do have a product called the Rosebud Pump that's actually specifically designed to create that effect. So this is something that people out there are actually trying to do with their buttholes and are playing with other folks who are really excited about an anus that looks that way. So maybe finding a partner who really fetishizes it and worships it might be another way to do some healing around the feelings that you have.
I didn't even know about that product, and that is amazing that you say that, right? So there's people out there actually trying to look to get like a sort of a puffier, more engorged look to their ass, to their asshole.
Yes.
I love that.
And I actually would wonder too, if the puffiness of the tissue means that some of the nerve endings are more external to the body, because there might be some pleasure benefits to this as well. That would be a question that I would have for this.
Yeah.
This listener also.
Yeah. I mean, what struck me, what jumped out at me in this letter was, I feel like there's unnecessary excess skin, kind of like a labia.
Mm-hmm.
That is what just pierced my heart, because I feel like this is all wrapped up in people feeling so much shame around their genitals, right? And I know so many women who are like, my labia is all wrong. It's big or bigger or too big. The outer lips are too small. The outer lips are too big. The inner lips are too small. The inner lips are too big. It's asymmetrical. It looks like not the other vulvas I've seen. I mean, this is a really common thing that you hear from people, which is like, I don't like the way my vulva looks because I've seen all these vulvas and they're very quote unquote pretty and mine's not. And so I'm with you on this. I want people to love their bodies. And I want people to, again, to find partners who say, I think this is actually really cool. Like, you have a cool looking butthole. Right. And I feel like those folks are out there. Right. But it starts with you. It starts with you being able to make peace with, this is my body. This is the way it looks. And this reminds me also of Lauren Marie Fleming's Body Love, who talks about loving your body and body self-acceptance. I need to have her on the show. you know, I want people to embrace their bodies and not feel like they have to compare themselves to other people, right? You know, I feel like if you have genitals that are healthy and in working condition and can bring you pleasure, you're ahead of the game, right? There's some people that don't. So like, let's celebrate that then, rather than sort of denigrate how we look. So I guess Sarah and I are on the same page about this, Anonymous. We just want you to fall in love with your butthole.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember I told you one lucky listener is going to have a chance to win a $500 shopping spree to the Pleasure Chest. And that's not happening like instantly, but it's happening soon. So I'm going to tell you how to enter that contest in the next segment, which means you're not going anywhere. You're listening to these commercials and then you're coming right back. Hey everyone, it's Tristan. Listen, there is nothing sexier than experience. Just ask the Pleasure Chest. As the oldest sex-positive boutique in America, this legendary establishment has made it their mission to provide sexual fulfillment to everyone, regardless of orientation, identity, or experience. With stores in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, as well as online, the Pleasure Chest wants to help you have the best sex of your life. Whether you're buying your first vibrator or your 10th leather flogger, you'll be assisted by a knowledgeable and friendly staff in an elegant, sex-positive environment. If you're looking to expand your sexual expertise, they offer free weekly workshops in locations nationwide where no subject is taboo or off-limits. Visit PleasureChest.com to learn more, because sex never goes out of style. You can use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free Pleasure Chest lube with every purchase. Hi everyone, it's Tristan. Pleasure creates equality, but not all pleasure products are created equal. Lilo's best-selling luxury pleasure products are trusted by millions all over the world to bring powerful premium pleasure into the bedroom in life-changing ways. For him, for her, for them, for couples, Lilo's beautiful pleasure objects have something for everyone. From the remote-controlled Tiani series to the Mona Wave, famous for its waving come-hither motion, you'll find a Lilo bestseller to cater to your tastes. Visit Lilo.com and browse their bestsellers category to see the most gorgeous and satisfying pleasure objects ever made. Or visit your nearest adult store for more information about Lilo's world-leading bestsellers.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. I am talking today with Sarah Tomcheson, who is a sex educator and happens to be the head of business operations for the Pleasure Chest. Well, the time has come. Let me tell you about this incredible contest. This, listeners, is your chance to win a $500 shopping spree at the Pleasure Chest. Here's what you got to do. You're going to send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com with the subject line shopping spree and tell us a little bit about yourself, your sexuality, and why you deserve a shopping spree at the Pleasure Chest, and maybe even some ideas about what you might do with it if you win it. If you win, you're going to come on the show to talk about your experience going on your shopping spree. And there is a bunch of fine print. So first, you've got to live in one of the cities where there is a pleasure chest or be able to get yourself to a physical store in New York, Chicago, or Los Angeles. No transportation or lodging is included in this contest. You also must be willing to go on the radio. You don't have to use your real name, but you do have to use your real voice. You can email me entries, and they're due May 4th, 2016 by midnight Pacific time. I'm going to announce the winner May 6th, 2016, and your shopping spree must be completed by August 1st, 2016. So start drafting your freaking emails now about why you deserve a shopping spree at the Pleasure Chest. Tristan@puckerup.com. Good luck, everyone. Okay, this is really exciting, Sarah, and very generous of the Pleasure Chest.
I'm just so excited to hear, you know, why folks want to shop at the Pleasure Chest and then about their experience.
Yeah. And so I want to do a little trial run with you. I want to give you some scenarios and tell me what you would recommend for folks, okay? So let's say I'm a first-time shopper. I have never owned or used any sex toys. Where do you point me first?
Okay. Well, with first-timers, you know, one of our questions that we always have is, you know, if you haven't owned a sex toy before, you know, what you have tried that you really enjoy, what area you're really wanting to expand. So, you know, a lot of times folks are coming in looking for vibrators. That's definitely sort of like our best-selling product. So, you know, in the vibrator realm of things, you know, the old tried and true is definitely the Hitachi Magic Wand, which I think can be a great starter because it's just sort of your, like, surefire, sure-to-win product. There's a lot of really great Lalo products for anyone who's wanting to explore. You know, they just have such a nice range of vibration. Mm-hmm. So Lalo is definitely somewhere that we direct folks. And then I think, like, dual-action toys can also be real. I mean, they've... Like, you know, the rabbit vibrator became really big in the early 2000s, but it's such a great toy for exploring what you like because there's so many different options in terms of getting, like, internal stimulation. Some of them have beads right around the vaginal or even anal opening. So, like, there's a lot of stimulation there. And then you also get external vibration. But I also think, you know, one of our sort of underrated product categories is in the area of sensation play. And I think a lot of times newbies are coming in because they want something to kind of spice things up. And although a lot of people think of, like, oh, I want to go to the sex toy store to get that just, like, quick fix. But exploring sensation play can be a really great way to awaken the whole body and just enhance the orgasmic experience that you're already having. So we have a kit called Awaken Your Senses, which comes with our Entangle ties, which are silk ties that can be used as bondage or also as blindfolds. It comes with a massage candle. So massage candles are like soy oil. It's a low temperature burning oil, and as it heats up, it becomes a warm massage oil. And it has a feather and a pinwheel in it. So it's a really great way to explore different sensations and awaken the body before you engage in any kind of play.
All right. No, that sounds good. That sounds like a good starter thing. Okay, so I am a really experienced old hat at this. And I bought my last sex toy maybe 4 or 6 months ago, and I want the newest, the latest, the greatest. What do you show me?
All right. Well, first, I always ask somebody who has a bunch of sex toys, do you have an Enjoy Pure Wand yet? Because if somebody does not have the Pure Wand yet, they just have to have it. It's been around for a long time, but it's a stainless steel wand that's curved. So it's really ergonomic and easy to use. And there's like a bulbous head on one side that's smaller and then a bulbous head on the other side that's larger. So you can use it vaginally. You can use it anally. You might like start with the small ball, but then graduate up to the larger ball. You can heat it. You can cool it. I mean, and honestly, I think everyone on our staff has one. And the first time I used one, it was the only time a sex toy has given me an experience that I continued to think about the next day as if we had had a date.
Wow. Oh, my God. That is such high praise. I love it. I love that.
I mean,
I love that story.
It really was like, I cannot believe a sex toy just gave me that kind of orgasm that I'm still thinking about it. So the Enjoy Pure Wand, absolutely. Everyone should have one.
Okay. And well, you know what? You know what else? We're out of time, Sarah.
Oh, so, all right. So, well, you're just going to have to come in the store then if you want to get other suggestions.
Because there are a lot of hot new products, and they can tell you what they are. But for now, I just have to say thank you, Sarah, for coming on my show.
Thank you for having me.
Sarah Tomcheson is the head of business operations for the Pleasure Chest. Find out more at pleasurechest.com. You can follow on Facebook, facebook.com/makelifesexy, and on Twitter at Pleasure Chest LA, at Pleasure Chest New York, and at Pleasure Chest CH for Chicago. Thanks to everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, segment producer and editor Colton, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, Matt, my engineer, and Joseph on the board today. Everyone at Voice America, thank you. If you missed any part of the show or want to hear it again, you can download the MP3 or you can listen on demand by going to voiceamerica.com and searching for Sex Out Loud. Tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, when I'll have another edition of Sex Out Loud. And I will tell you once again about that contest. So start getting your entries in now. This is a great, great, great contest. And until then, hit me up on facebook.com/AskTristan, on Twitter at Tristan Taramino and at Sex Out Loud Radio, on Instagram at Tristan Taramino, and take some time to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.